Silence. Silence. Pray to the Thesmophory, Demeter and Cora. Pray to Plutus, Kalligenia, Kiritrophos, the Earth, Hermes and the Graces, that all may happen for the best at this gathering, both for the greatest advantage of Athens and for our own personal happiness. May the award be given her, who, by both deeds and words, has most deserved it from the Athenian people and from the women. Address these prayers to heaven and demand happiness for yourselves. Iopean, Iopean, let's rejoice. Chorus. May the gods deign to accept our vows and our prayers. Oh, almighty Zeus, and thou, God with the golden lyre, who reignest on sacred Delos, and thou, oh, invincible virgin, Pallas, with the eyes of azure and the spear of gold, who protectest our illustrious city, and thou, the daughter of the beautiful Latona, the queen of the forests, who art adored under many names, hasten hither my call. Come, thou mighty Poseidon, king of the ocean, leave thy stormy whirlpools of Nereus. Come, goddesses of the seas, come, ye nymphs who wander on the mountains. Let us unite our voices to the sounds of the golden lyre, and may wisdom preside at the gathering of the noble matrons of Athens. Herald, address your prayers to the gods and goddesses of Olympus, of Delphi, Delos, and all other places. If there be a man who is plotting against the women folk, or who, to injure them, is proposing peace to Euripides and the Medes, or who aspires to usurping the tyranny, plots the return of a tyrant, or unmasks a supposititious child, or if there be a slave who, a confidential party to a wife's intrigues, reveals them secretly to her husband, or who, entrusted with a message, does not deliver the same. Faithfully, if there be a lover who fulfills not of what he has promised a woman, whom he has abused on the strength of his lies, if there be an old woman who seduces the lover of a maiden by dint of her presence and treacherously receives him in her house, if there be a host or hostess who sells false measure, pray the gods that they will overwhelm them with their wrath, both them and their families, and that they may reserve all their favors for you. Chorus. Let us ask the fulfillment of these wishes both for the city and for the people, and may the wisest of us cause her opinion to be accepted. But woe to those women who break their oaths, who speculate on the public misfortune, who seek to alter the laws and the decrees, who reveal our secrets to the foe and admit the Medes into our territory so that they may devastate it. I declare them both impious and criminal. Oh, almighty Zeus, see to it that the gods protect us, albeit we are but women. Herald, hearken all of you. This is the decree passed by the Senate of the Women under the presidency of Timoclea and at the suggestion of Sostrata. It is signed by Lucilla, the secretary. There will be a gathering of the people on the morning of the third day of the Thesmophoria, which is a day of rest for us. The principal business there shall be the punishment that it is meet to inflict upon Euripides for the insults with which he has loaded us. Now who asks to speak? First woman. I do. Herald. First put on this garland, and then speak. Silence. Let all be quiet. Pay attention. For here she is spitting as orators generally do before they begin. No doubt she has much to say. First woman. If I have asked to speak, may the goddesses bear me witness. It was not for sake of ostentation. But I have long been pained to see us women insulted by this Euripides, this son of the greenstuff woman, who loads us with every kind of indignity. Has he not hit us enough, calumniated us sufficiently, wherever there are spectators, tragedians, and a chorus? Does he not style us gay, lecherous, drunken, traitorous, boastful? Does he not repeat that we are all vice, that we are the curse of our husbands? So that, directly they come back from the theater, they look at us doubtfully and go searching every nook, fearing there may be some hidden lover. We can do nothing as we used to. So many are the false ideas which he has instilled into our husbands. Is a woman weaving a garland for herself? 'Tis because she is in love. Does she let some vase drop while going or returning to the house? Her husband asks her in whose honor she has broken it. It can only be for that Corinthian stranger. Is a maiden unwell? Straightway her brother says, that is a color that does not please me. And if a childless woman wishes to substitute one, the deceit can no longer be a secret.